The latest deadline for DOD to get to audit readiness, 2017, was established in law in the 2010 Defense Authorization Bill. The new Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, says he wants DOD to get there even sooner. The Government Accountability Office says leaders in the Pentagon Comptroller's Office have shown leadership on the issue, and they've done a good job of laying out a plan for financial improvement and audit readiness. But Asif Khan, GAO's Director for Financial Management and Assurance, says there are big question marks about the military services' ability to carry out that plan.
The picture changes when we begin to look at the components. Admittedly, the plan has to be executed, and it has to be executed properly. Based on what I've mentioned and the reports that we have issued today, the results are very mixed, and that is of concern. The systems have to be implemented and be in place well before 2017. And just looking at the timeline, it is a bit worrying because their completion timeline is very close to 2017 to be able to effect a successful audit.
Khan testifying before the Senate Federal Financial Management Subcommittee last week. GAO examined a selection of audit readiness efforts across the military services for a series of reports the audit agency issued last week. It found the Navy and Air Force had not done enough to develop and implement the Pentagon's financial improvement guidance and asserted that they were ready for audits prematurely. It found major issues with the huge enterprise resource planning systems being put in place by the Army and Air Force. Those ERPs are critical to integrating financial information from across the services. And auditors for the Marine Corps, which is serving as DOD's testbed for the first large-scale audit in a military branch, had to issue a disclaimer of opinion because the Marines could not provide proper supporting documents for their accounting transactions. Robert Hale, DOD's chief financial officer and controller, says the Pentagon knows full well that just planning for 2017 isn't enough, even though the deadline is 6 years away. He says DOD simply doesn't know what it has to do in order to meet audit standards since it's never tried before. The only way to find out, he says, is to dive in and start sending professional auditors after individual pieces of DOD's scattered financial systems.
I think this is a good way to go. I believe in plans. We can probably do better with the plans, but we are learning so much because when you finally get somebody on the looking at there that actually does this for a living, they're really auditors. They know financial audits. We don't at the Department of Defense, frankly. They've helped us immensely because they can often say, you're not going to make it here, but if you did this, they can't do it for us, but they can say if you did A, B, and C, you'd be okay.
DOD has created a blanket purchasing agreement for outside auditing services. Six major audit firms are pre-qualified under the program, and Hale says that lets the department dispatch professional auditors into DOD programs whenever it feels they're ready. The department's financial management leadership says they're also learning a lot just by implementing new tools like the big enterprise resource planning systems, even when they turn out not to work the way they were intended. Jamie Marin is the Air Force's comptroller.
The fact that these systems, these enterprise resource planning systems, have interfaces that don't always work is most often a feature, not a bug, in that it reflects feeder systems and data from feeder systems, which is not reliable. The interface is not working well because the data is not good. What that does, the implementation of these more rigorous systems, brings to light the process problems and the systems problems that are around the rest of the enterprise. So I think it's helpful, and it's yet another reason why we've got to turn these things on and try them, rather than maybe build the perfect plan and then only then confront it with the real world.
DOD is still hoping to make the Marine Corps the test case for a large audit in a military service. Though an attempt last fiscal year resulted in that disclaimer of opinion, they're trying for an audit of the Marines' statement of budgetary resources again this year. Gladys Commons, the Department of the Navy's comptroller, says they learned a lot about what's required for a successful audit from the Marines' first go-round.
We need an audit infrastructure. We need to have a methodology for passing information to the auditors. And it is a large volume of information. We've also learned from the Marine Corps that we need to get everybody involved. Leadership, business process owners, our service providers. This is not just a financial management problem. We need to look at our business processes end to end and make sure that those processes are compliant as well. So we've learned a tremendous lesson from the Marine Corps stepping out and starting this audit. And certainly we have incorporated those lessons in our plans.
Hale says the department has also had some success amid its audit failures. Several DOD components are audit ready, among them the Defense Finance Accounting Service, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Defense Contract Audit Agency, and several large DOD trust funds. That's all well and good, says Senator Tom Coburn, but getting the rest of the department on track is urgent.
We're in a whole new set of realities in our country. And my hope is that we can help you do what I know you want to do, and we won't be a hindrance to it, but we'll be a help to it. So there's no questioning of your motives that you want to try to solve it. It's a big problem. We all know that. The question is how do we get it solved, and how do we get it solved quickly? Because we don't have the luxury anymore of allowing it to continue, given our fiscal situation.
Hale says the department is concerned about getting to audit readiness, too. The issue is among the Pentagon's top 10 priorities, he says, and he's still optimistic about the 2017 goal. But he says it's also important not to overstate the problem. He says the department does know where its funds are going, and funds are going where they're needed.
There are problems, and auditable financial statements would help. But when I ask senior commanders, they almost always tell me that they get the financial support that they need. And I might add that we're doing this despite some incredible obstacles, something I've not seen in more than 30 years of working in and around defense financial management. 6-month continuing resolution, which just drained support that we needed to do other things. Planning for a government shutdown that consumed an enormous amount of attention. Fortunately, we didn't have to implement it. Planning to run out of cash, which consumed less but significant attention, especially in places like the Defense Finance and Accounting Service. And now innumerable what-if drills on sequesters.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.